Chris Farrell. He's with Judicial Watch, Director of Investigations and Research. Now, Chris, for those who may not know, I mean, I'm a big fan of Judicial Watch, but help us understand a little bit about what Judicial Watch does. You have this quaint notion over at Judicial Watch that the government belongs to the people and we ought to have some say and some knowledge about what's going on behind the scenes in government.
Good morning, Brian, old friend. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, man. Same to you.
Hey, listen, we're a government watchdog group, and we promote transparency and accountability in government. And we do that often by litigating. We sue the government using the Freedom of Information Act to compel the government agencies to produce records and documents so that the public can understand exactly what the government is up to. We do other things as well in a watchdog function, but with respect to real government oversight, that's probably one of the most effective tools we have.
All right. So a couple of things here that I want to talk about that are going on right now. I mean, first of all, these two lovebirds, Strzok and Lisa Page. We were told for a while that their text messages had vanished. And then all of a sudden, you guys said, okay, you think those text messages are missing? We differ on that, and we think they're findable, and we're going to take you to court. And then all of a sudden, it was almost like, a couple of hours later, oh, look what we found. I mean, you guys were ready to go to the mat on that one, weren't you?
And we did. In fact, we did sue, and very shortly after our lawsuit was filed with the court, surprise, surprise, they found them. But look, this happened with the IRS and Lois Lerner and all of her communications.
Yes.
This happened with Hillary Clinton and her email server and the bleach bit routine. This is now probably the fourth or fifth time where the government has sworn up and down, oh, no, nothing. We don't have anything. We lost it. We can't find it. The dog ate our homework. And then when we get into court in front of a judge, surprise, surprise, they magically find things.
All right, so I want to talk about this Andrew McCabe thing. Where is Judicial Watch on that particular case? We're beginning to hear stories. This has something to do with Anthony Weiner's laptop and the fact that Anthony McCabe, the number two man at the FBI, who recently was told, go away, you're done here at the FBI, sat on the information that Hillary Clinton emails were on Anthony Weiner's laptop. That appears to be what this is all about. Where are we?
Yeah, because they had resolved the case in principle, which was the question of whether she ran this outside server, which of course she did illegally, and then they were going to talk that away, and then whoopsie, NYPD detectives and FBI special agents in New York were looking at Anthony Weiner and his creepy behavior with the teenage girls, and when they were looking at his laptop, surprise, surprise. They see another universe of documents, which were all HUMAs that were backed up to the laptop. And the pressure from McCabe's office was to sit on it, right? To deny or to slow walk the existence of this whole other universe of documents. But thank goodness, NYPD detectives and special agents out of the New York office of the FBI pushed back and said, no way. We found these things. We're going to push on it. We're going to follow this.
And what makes this interesting?
My gut tells me they probably would have gone to the New York Post with it if the FBI headquarters hadn't, given in and said, yeah, go ahead, investigate it.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this is that this number two guy's wife was running for a state office in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Her name,
yeah, I think. Yeah, she was running for state senator out in Leesburg, Virginia. Yep.
And the governor of the state is a guy by the name of Terry McAuliffe at the time.
He's a Clinton bagman. He's a fundraiser for decades.
He gave her $700,000, made sure her campaign had $700,000. So here the wife of the number two man at the FBI has gotten a lot of money from a Clinton crony to run her campaign.
Two things there. Number one, $700,000 for a state Senate office.
That's
is
amazing.
An outrageous amount of money.
It really is.
Virginia law.
She lost, by the way.
Oh, basically lets you keep all the money.
Yeah, yeah. So there you have it. Clinton crony giving Andrew McCabe's wife a lot of money. Andrew McCabe is notified, oh, there's these other emails, and we're just days before the election, and he's trying to sit on it. That's basically what was going on. He was trying to hold on to that information and not share it just before the election, correct?
I'll break a little news with you, Brian, right now. I've interviewed an FBI official who says that McCabe was also in charge of funding were controlling the resources for the FBI Benghazi investigation, where they went into Libya to go find out what happened at the compound there and to gather evidence. He shut down their funding. He forced them to stay in a hotel, and they couldn't go anywhere or do anything.
You know, that's interesting, because I remember that the FBI went straight to Tripoli, and they were trying to get to Benghazi, and they were told, yeah, sit there for a few days. And we always wondered why. They didn't immediately go.
And that's Andy McCabe in action right there.
Oh, my gosh. Gee whiz, thanks for sharing that. There's a story to follow up on. As my friend Charlie Daniel says, Benghazi ain't done yet. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for what you do. If you don't know about Judicial Watch, go to their website and learn more about it, because it's an organization that is looking out for your best interest. Chris Farrell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Brian. Good luck.